All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're taking a deep dive into this really fascinating new thing in AI.
Oh, yeah.
Called logic of thought.
Uh-huh.
LOT, for short.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all seen how AI can write poems and code.
Right.
Compose music.
Oh, yeah.
Even create images.
Pretty amazing.
But can it actually think logically?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
That's what we're going to explore today.
It really is. And, you know, it has some pretty big implications.
Yeah.
We're talking about AI that doesn't just, like, mimic human language.
Right.
That actually, like, understands
yeah.
the logic of our world.
Whoa. So no more AI that's just giving us statistically probable responses.
Right.
But an AI that can reason its way through a problem step by step.
Uh-huh.
Logically.
Yeah. Like, think about it. Like,
I'm hooked already.
Even those big, large language models
yeah.
that we always hear about, they struggle with things.
Right.
That seem really simple to us.
I know.
Like, understanding cause and effect. Like, imagine asking an AI to solve a logic puzzle.
Okay.
Like, all cats have tails. Fluffy is a cat. Does Fluffy have a tail?
Right, right.
An LLM.
LLM.
Or large language model, you know,
yeah.
might actually get tripped up by the wording
right.
or miss that logical connection.
Right.
But a human would get it right away.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see the problem. LLMs are great at recognizing patterns in language.
Yeah.
But not so great at applying formal logic.
Mm.
So that's where LOT Keys comes in.
Exactly.
It's like we're giving AI a logic lesson.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah. LOT T aims to embed formal logic.
Okay.
The kind we use in math and philosophy into how AI processes information.
So it's like...
It's about moving from pattern recognition to... logical deduction.
A major upgrade.
Yeah.
But how does LOT actually work?
Yeah.
Is there some secret code they're putting in these AIs?
Not really a secret code, but there's a process.
Okay.
It's in three phases. Logic extraction, logic extension, and logic translation.
Three phases. Okay, break it down for me.
Okay.
What happens in logic extraction?
Imagine you tell an AI, when it rains, the streets get wet.
Yeah.
In that logic extraction phase, LOT identifies the core logical proposition, which is like, if rain, then wet streets.
Okay.
It's getting rid of all the extra language and getting to that cause and effect.
So it's like the AI is making like a logical blueprint of the statement.
Yeah.
But a blueprint isn't very useful on its own.
Right.
So that's where the logic extension comes in.
You got it.
Right.
Now the AI is going to build on that.
Okay.
Let's say you add another statement like... if the streets are wet, it's dangerous to drive.
Yeah.
Using those rules of logic, like the transitive law,
right.
LOT T can now say, if it rains, it's dangerous to drive.
Wait, hold on. It can make that jump in logic.
Yeah.
Just by applying a rule.
That's the idea.
That's amazing. It's like teaching the AI to think like Sherlock Holmes.
Well, that is the goal, to create AI that can reason just like we do.
Okay, so now the AI has this logical map in its head.
Yeah.
But how does it tell us?
Right.
Because we don't speak logic very well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where that third phase comes in.
Okay.
Logic translation. Uh-huh. It takes those deductions and puts them back into normal language that we can all understand.
Yeah.
So you don't see all the equations and symbols.
Right.
You just get a clear explanation.
So it's like having an AI logician.
Uh-huh.
That explains complex reasoning in plain English.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah.
But hold on. Haven't we heard of other techniques for AI reasoning?
Yeah.
Like chain of thought.
Right.
And tree of thought. Uh-huh. How is LOT different or better?
Well, those were important.
Yeah.
You know, think of them as like early attempts to teach AI to think step by step.
Okay.
But they didn't have that formal logic framework.
Oh, I see.
That LOT has.
So CoT and ToT were like giving the AI a rough idea
yeah.
of how to think logically.
Right.
But LOT is giving it the exact rules.
Precisely.
I follow.
And that makes a big difference.
Okay.
Take, for example, that classic Socrates syllogism.
Yeah.
All humans are mortal. Socrates is human, therefore Socrates is mortal.
Right.
Other methods might trip up on that.
Okay.
Miss some subtle flaws or make some jumps in logic.
Uh-huh.
But LOT can really validate each step.
Okay. I'm starting to see why this is a big deal.
Yeah.
If we're talking about AI in law or medicine.
Exactly.
Where getting the logic right is critical.
High stakes. Yeah.
This level of precision seems essential.
Uh-huh.
But we'll get to those real-world applications in a bit.
Right.
First, I want to dig a little deeper
yeah.
into how LOT compares to those other methods.
Okay, sure.
Can you give me an example of where CoT might fall short
yeah.
and LOT would shine?
Absolutely. Let's imagine you're asking an AI to help you plan a vacation.
Okay.
And you tell it, I want to visit a city with great museums and historical sites and delicious food.
Right.
Now, a chain of thought model might just start listing cities
Uh-huh.
based on keywords,
Okay.
like suggesting Paris, Rome, or London.
Yeah, typical.
But it might miss like a hidden gem,
Oh.
like Istanbul,
Oh, yeah.
Which
Yeah.
has all that stuff, but
Yeah.
isn't always associated with those words.
So it's like the AI understanding the meaning
Yes.
behind the request, not just matching words.
Exactly.
Like,
Lot would break it down into those logical pieces.
Right.
Like, great museums implies a rich history.
Right.
Historical sites reinforces that
Yeah.
delicious food probably means diverse culinary scene.
It all connects.
And then it could look at a database of cities.
Oh, wow.
And figure out which fits best.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
It shows how Lot can be more insightful.
Yeah.
It's not just about the most likely answer,
right.
but the most logically sound answer.
Exactly.
This is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
We're talking about AI that can reason through problems and potentially change fields that rely on logic.
Totally.
Okay, let's talk real world stuff. You mentioned law and medicine.
Yeah.
Give me an example for one of those.
Okay, let's take law.
All right.
Imagine Lottie is helping a lawyer.
Yeah.
With a really complex case.
Okay.
Say intellectual property rights.
Okay, yeah.
The AI could go through all those legal documents.
Right.
Not just finding keywords, but understanding the arguments and precedents.
So no more all-nighters for law students then.
Well, it would certainly make research more efficient.
I bet they'd love that.
But it's more than that.
Oh.
Lottie could find inconsistencies.
Oh.
In legal arguments.
Right.
Connections between cases.
Wow.
And even predict how a judge might rule.
Based on previous ruling.
Based on rulings and legal principles.
Now that's a game changer.
It is.
We're talking about AI that could really make legal battles more fair.
Yeah.
Even help ensure justice is served.
Potentially.
Okay, what about medicine?
In medicine, imagine a patient comes in
right.
with tons of symptoms.
Yeah.
Complex medical history. Maybe some tests that aren't clear.
Right.
And AI with Lottie could analyze all that.
Wow.
Look at drug interactions.
Okay.
Genetic predispositions.
Yeah.
Even things in their environment.
So it's like having a super thorough doctor
yeah.
who can consider every angle.
Exactly. Lot could help doctors be more accurate.
Right.
Find risks earlier.
Yeah.
Even make treatment plans personalized.
This is all really promising.
It is.
But I can't help but think about the downsides.
Yeah.
If AI can reason like us, what's to stop it from replacing our jobs?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And we need to address it.
Right.
I think Lottie can actually help us, not replace us, and what we can do.
Yeah. So it's AI and humans working together.
Exactly.
Like that.
Think about doctors, lawyers, scientists, even artists.
Really?
Having AI partners.
That's cool.
Helping them analyze and make decisions.
We could see breakthroughs.
Yeah.
More efficient systems.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even new kinds of art.
Exactly.
That's a much better outlook.
It is.
But it also means we have to adapt.
Oh, yeah.
If we want to thrive in this world with AI, we need to learn new skills.
Absolutely. Lifelong learning is going to be key.
Yeah.
We need to be adaptable, curious,
right.
and willing to work with AI.
To solve those future problems.
Exactly. And speaking of the future,
yeah.
one area where Lot could be huge is scientific research.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Okay, well, it's not quite virtual labs yet, but the potential is there. Like, imagine Lot helping scientists analyze these massive data sets,
yeah.
finding those hidden connections that humans might miss.
Brother.
It could speed up drug discovery.
Oh, wow.
Help us understand climate change.
Yeah.
Even lead to breakthroughs in things like astrophysics.
So Lot could be, like, the key.
It could be.
To unlocking some of these huge mysteries.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking about those everyday uses.
Right. Like how it affects us.
Yeah. How could Lot impact like our daily lives?
Well, think about those times you've been frustrated talking to chatbots.
Oh, yeah.
Or those virtual assistants.
Yeah. They never get it right.
They don't understand what you're asking.
Right.
Lottie could really change that.
Yeah.
You could have a virtual assistant that really gets you.
That'd be amazing.
Helps you manage your schedule. Even anticipates what you need.
Okay, now I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
I can see Lottie changing things like customer service.
Right.
Personalized education. Maybe even entertainment.
For sure.
But then I also think, what about misuse?
That's always a question.
Could Lottie be used to create AI that's just too powerful?
It's a question that researchers and ethicists are thinking about a lot right now.
Yeah.
It's like any powerful technology,
Right.
there's always that potential for misuse.
Right.
We need to be really careful and
Yeah.
have safeguards.
So it's not just about making AI smarter.
Right.
It's about making it smarter and safer.
Exactly.
Okay.
We have to make sure that Lot AI is working with human values. That means thinking about ethics,
Yeah.
addressing bias in the data,
Right.
and making sure humans are still in control.
Well, we talked about a lot today in this deep dive on logic of thought.
We have.
From changing fields like law and medicine
Yeah.
to maybe even new scientific discoveries.
It's exciting.
It seems like the possibilities are endless.
They really are.
But we also need to be cautious and responsible.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up,
Okay.
let's go over some key takeaways from our deep dive.
Right?
Lot is a huge development in AI.
It is.
It lets machines think logically,
Huh?
like they never have before.
Yeah.
It could change so many
So
fields,
many.
from science to everyday
To
things.
everyday life.
But there are ethical things we have to consider.
We can't forget about that.
And that's where you come in, our listeners.
That's right.
We need to talk about the future of AI,
Yeah.
the good and the bad.
The potential benefits and the risks.
We all have a role to play
We do.
in making sure this technology is used for the right reasons.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a great discussion.
It has.
I'm glad we could dive into logic of thought today.
Me too. And remember, everyone, this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
As this technology keeps getting better, we can expect even more amazing things
For sure.
and maybe even understand better what it means to be intelligent.
That's a big question.
So keep exploring the world of Lot and AI.
Yeah, stay curious.
Ask questions.
Be part of the conversation.
And thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We'll see you next time.